Hi, this is Natalie Lissier, and welcome to Expand Your Reach and Get More Subscribers, Module 4, Follow-Up. Here's what you're going to learn in today's training. The simple no-sweat trick for getting your subscribers to build your list for you. Why follow-up is the most neglected part of the list-building process being taught, and how to do it right, and how to measure the dollars that you'll make in return. And my top 3 favorite methods for building a solid relationship with your subscribers so they actually open your emails. Because really, that's the point of building a bigger list, right? So here's the no sweat trick that gets people to grow your email list for you. It's very simple, and there's a couple of technical things that you have to do to make it work, but I'm going to show you how to do that. So here it is. You have to ask people to share your email list or your free offer, and then really make it easy for them to actually do it. So I see it a lot. People are like, oh, please forward this on to a friend, or please share this. But either the buttons that they're providing on the page to share don't actually share the right page, or they're just kind of clumsy, or they just don't feel like a good fit. So here is kind of what it looks like when somebody opts in or does the free website checkup that I offer on my website. It basically says, now tell your friends about the website checkup and free optimization guide. And all of these basically share the front page or the opt-in offer. And here's what I see. I actually did this for a webinar as well. So any kind of free offer that I'm doing, I always have a way for people to share it after they join. So here I have a couple of people tweeting about the webinar that I did. I also have a couple of people tweeting about the website checkup. So you'll basically see those, and I get these throughout the day. Every single day, people are tweeting and sharing my free offer. So here's the important distinction that you need to put into your follow-up so that it actually works properly. So you don't want to have people share the thank you page after they've opted in. You want them to share your free offer page. You want to share that main opt-in page so that you can collect new people's email and addresses instead of just sending them to the thank you page, which has like the bonus or whatever it is that you're offering. You really want to make sure that you're getting those new people on your list. So you can use any type of social media to share, and I will show you Twitter, Facebook, and Pinterest and how to get those set up today. So for Twitter, it's really straightforward. All you have to do is go to clicktotweet.com, and then you'll basically shorten your offer page URL, and then you'll basically have a link that you can include on your thank you page. Now let me give you a quick demo of how this works. So here I am at clicktotweet.com. So this is the box that you'll basically put the exact tweet you want people to share. So maybe it'll say, so obviously you want to tailor this to what they just opted in for. If it's a webinar, you'll want to make that more specific. If it's something else, like if they just got an ebook or if they just joined a membership area or something, tweak that. And you can also put your @ for Twitter so that you can keep track of these and you'll know when people are joining. So now you'll want to go to your opt-in page. So here I am on mine. And then you'll basically just want to copy and paste the link or the URL up here. And then you can use a service like Bitly, which is free. And then you basically paste your link in here and hit shorten. So now that you've shortened it, you can just hit copy right here. It will copy that shortened link to your clipboard. And then you'll just head back over to Clicktotweet, and you can paste that right in there so that the shortened URL that points to your main opt-in page will be part of this link. So now you just hit generate link. And then you basically just copy and paste this link onto your thank you page. So let me just show you what it would look like from a user's perspective. So this is what it would look like when somebody clicked the click to tweet link. They'll basically have all this filled out with the link included, and then they would just hit tweet, and that would complete the sharing process for Twitter. Super straightforward. You can also use the same click to tweet link and put it in the welcome email. And again, super easy, just tell them that you really want them to share it and be gracious about asking, and then start seeing people tweeting and sharing your opt-in page. Next is Facebook. So Facebook, again, will need to go through the Facebook developer's interface, and I'll totally show you how to do this, so don't freak out. But basically, we just have to specify that we're linking to the offer page when we use that code on our website. So here is the Facebook page for the like button. So all you have to do is scroll down here and then you put the URL to like. So again, for me, that will be the main offer page. So we'll copy and paste that. Then you can choose whether you want the send button or not. And it basically shows you what this will be like on your website with a preview. You can also decide if you want to show faces. So that's when you show the people who've already liked it and their little faces on Facebook. You can also choose the different layout that you want, whether you want it with the box underneath or sideways. And then standard also tells people how many other people have shared it. And you can also change fonts, colors if you want to be darker. And then if you prefer recommend, that's also another option. So once you have that, you basically hit get code. And then there are two different parts of this code. So let me show you how to actually make that happen on your website. So here I am in WordPress. We would go to our pages. So if you already have the thank you page specified, that's awesome. You'll just go to find it under all pages. So this will be my thank you page. And I'll go back into visual or text. I will prefer text or HTML. So this will allow me to copy and paste code in here. So let's go back here to our Facebook page where we've got the code. So what it says is include the JavaScript SDK on your page once, ideally right after the opening. And then this code is wherever you want the plugin to appear on your page. So this is the code that we'll include on that thank you page right here. And then I'll just hit publish so we can use this page and take a look at it. So now that I've done that, if we take a look right now, it won't actually work because I haven't added the rest of the Facebook specific code. However, we can go ahead and get that set up. So what I'm going to do, because I'm using Headway, I'm going to go under Headway and Options. What you'll want to look for is anywhere in your theme where you can enter code within the head part of your website. So I'm going to go under Scripts and Analytics. Then I'll go back here and grab this Facebook specific code. So what I have here is I can choose whether I want it to be in the head section or in the body. So what they actually specified was right after the body opened. But because I don't have that option, I'm just going to go ahead and place it right before the end of the body closes. You know, Facebook likes to make sure that you put their code first, but I'm okay with putting it last because I know that it will actually make my site load faster. So now we can take a look at that thank you page. And as you'll see, it has that like button right here, and it has 333 people like this, be the first of your friends. So to hit like, it wouldn't like this page that I'm looking at. It would actually like the website guide page, that front page to people where people are opting in. So that's how you do the Facebook. So again, if you hadn't done the click to tweet, or if you haven't added that to that thank you page, you can just go ahead and do that. Click here to tweet, and then you just make that a link that links to your click to tweet link here. And then we can refresh that. Another option here is by clicking the URL and then copy and pasting this code. And it's a little bit less complicated. So if you don't have access to the more in-depth code that we tried to put at the header or the footer of your site, you can just go ahead and use this code directly. So you can basically just use this as a link, and same as with click to tweet, it will basically just show up as a link. It won't have any of the Facebook look and feel, but that's actually good if you want to use images. So you could basically just link any number of images with these links, and then when you click that Facebook like, it will show you that like button that people can click on. Next, we have Pinterest. So very similar, we basically go to pinterest.com/about/goodies. So if you scroll down on this goodies page, you'll find a pin it button for your website. So this is the URL that you want to be pinned. So again, this would be your main URL here for your offer. And then the URL of the image to pin. So I recommend that obviously if you're going to be pinning something, you need a great picture for it. So I'm going to go ahead, right click, and then get the URL here for this image. And then copy the image location. And that's what will basically show up when people pin this. And then you can also put, a bit of a description. So I would say, and then you can put the link again, which is always a great idea. And so you can choose again what you want the pin to look like. You can also just have a little very simple pin it button. And then you can go ahead and copy this code onto your page. And now when people click that pin it button, they will be asked, you know, which board on Pinterest they want to pin it to, and they'll have that already filled out for them, really easy for them to pin to their boards. Now I'm going to be sharing with you three concrete ways to get people to open your emails, you know, once they join your list. So before I get into those, I really want to talk about kind of the energetic feel that you want your emails to have and the relationship that you want to have with your list. So the first thing is to be super, super grateful for every single person who joins your email list and subscribes. And what I want you to think about that is you might have small list shame. You might feel like, oh my God, I don't have enough people on my list yet to even email them. And whatever it is that's going through your mind, I want you to stop some of that chatter and just focus on being of service. That is going to make such a huge difference in the quality of your emails, the quality of your content, how you go about framing everything, and just the way that you approach emailing your list entirely. So all those numbers on your list are actually real people. So when you're writing your emails, make sure that they're actually written to a real person and don't write to like a broadcast list where it feels like you're sending an email blast. Just write to one person. Try to communicate on that level where you're connecting over the internet, but really like you were just writing to your best friend or your mom or someone that you know personally. Once you approach writing emails with this perspective, it will be so much easier for you to build those relationships and actually have a genuine relationship that people want to receive your emails, and that's going to make such a huge difference. So here are the three really concrete ways. So the first one is to create an autoresponder series that sends emails to everyone who joins your list. And these are scheduled to go out on specific days following the time that they opt into your list. So I'm going to go over in more detail once we get through that. But the other idea is to also just be more interactive. Ask people to hit reply to your emails and then actually read, reply, and participate. So if you're already a super established business owner, maybe you have very little time to spend on email, at least have someone on your team read and reply those emails, because it really shows that you care and it makes you so much more different from all the other people out there who are just blasting their lists. And yes, I actually do read my emails and I try to reply as many as I possibly can, because I know that those relationships are what my business are built on, and each person is a potential client or customer or somebody who could spread the word about my business for me. The other thing is to write subject lines that elicit curiosity and invite people to click. So you might have 20 different emails in your inbox when you wake up in the morning, and how are you going to decide which ones you open and which ones you delete or archive? Well, that subject line is basically all you've got to get people to click open. So have each piece of your email lead to the desired action, and I'm going to kind of break this down for you. So that subject line is basically designed to get people to click and open your email. So it doesn't need to do more than that. It doesn't need to tell them, you know, what to do next. It doesn't need to tell them that you're selling something or that you're having a contest. It really doesn't need to tell them anything other than just elicit curiosity and make them open. And the first line of your email is basically just designed to get them to read the next line. And the next line is designed to get them to read the next line. That's basically one of the first rules of copywriting, is that you want people to go through your entire email. You don't want them to hit delete or back on their browser. You really just want them to go ahead and read and consume all of the materials that you're sending them. So the point of sending an email is usually to be top of mind. So if they join your email list, it's because they're interested in hearing from you. So you want to definitely send them stuff on a regular basis, but there's usually some sort of call to action. So that call to action can be something like hitting reply with their questions, their comments. It could be clicking a link to go to your blog or your website. It can be forwarding an email to a friend. It can be all kinds of different things. It could even be picking up the phone. Whatever it is that you want that email to do, you have to know ahead of time before you write that email. The other thing is that your email doesn't need to sell. So if you are selling something and you are trying to convert someone from a subscriber to a client or a customer, that email's purpose is not to sell them. You are sending people to usually a page or getting them to email you so that you can further that conversation. So if you're sending someone to a sales page, your email doesn't need to do all the selling and the heavy lifting. That email just needs to get people to click on that link. Same thing if you're trying to get someone to join a webinar or, you know, share or whatever it is, that email is only meant to get them to that next step. So if you're trying to get them on that webinar page can have all the information it needs. It doesn't need to be all in that email. So that is my recommendation for how to break down and put together an email that is both really functional and that will have a lot of value for you and your subscriber. So follow-up is absolutely crucial and usually the missing step to building a list that is responsive and that's actually profitable. So sometimes you might feel like you don't want to burden people who are joining your list, so you don't send as many emails and you kind of hold back. But I really want you to shift your perspective on sending emails. Yes, people are absolutely busy, but they did raise their hands and they want to get the goods from you. So don't hold back on the value that you're sending them. So when you sometimes, if you have an email for a long time, when you do send an email, people will be confused. They might not know who you are, or they might not remember why they signed up for your list. So that might make you even more doubtful about sending emails. So it's really about starting with a strong foundation and educating people who are joining your list about who you are and why they should keep reading your emails. And that's how you're going to build that strong relationship from the get-go with your subscribers. So here is a really straightforward 3-email follow-up version of how to follow up with people. So I'm breaking this down for you, and I have another example that has a 5-email version. But basically, this would be if you don't have a ton of time and you want to just get going quickly, you would just write 3 different emails. And what I recommend is that you write them down and sit down and write them over a period of 1 or 2 days. I don't want you to spend a lot of time between writing all these emails because I want them to feel really connected and I want them to feel like they're really following up on each other. So these aren't newsletters. These aren't things that you're going to be sending out to everybody on your list as a broadcast. These are setting up as an autoresponder. So after somebody joins your email list on day 1, right after they join, they should receive an email that sets up expectations and welcomes them to your world. So usually in this email, you'll tell them how often you plan to email. You'll tell them the free thing that they got and how to get access to it. So if it's an ebook or a video or even a webinar, you'll basically tell them when they get that and how that all works so that they can go ahead and get that value immediately. And then you'll basically tell them a little bit more about you and your business and kind of what they can expect going forward. So if they don't know you, but they joined your list, then you kind of want to give them a little bit more information about, you know, who you are and how you can help them. Day 4, Day 4 is all about what makes you different. So I really want you to set yourself apart from other people and other people's lists. So this is where you talk about why that person will want to stay on your list, what makes you different, and also an actionable tip. So depending on what kind of business you have, you can totally talk about your unique selling proposition. It can also just be, you know, your personality. It can be what you bring to the table that this person needs in their life. So think about the type of business you have and think about what makes you different and why people love you, and then share something that's useful and actionable. So for example, in my raw food business, I have a recipe that I give away early on in my email series, but I also lace it with a lot of fun, cute, actionable things like, you know, wearing a witch's hat or making a witchy pudding or, you know, whatever it is that I'm sharing. I just lace my personality throughout to show people how different this particular website and email list is from all the other ones out there. So that's really what you want to do here. You want to create something that will stick in people's minds so that when they do receive an email from you down the line, they'll remember, oh yeah, you were that quirky person, or you were that really serious and, you know, no fluff person. And that's really important to set that apart so that people will remember you. Day 7 is really how you would go ahead and ask people to join or invest in a paid offering. So again, the idea here is that you've given great stuff throughout those 3 days, those 3 emails. And on that last day, you would give them an opportunity to go deeper. So for you, depending on what kind of business you have, you can go ahead and share a story that talked about how you came up with this product or service. You could also take a testimonial or some sort of story of somebody else who went through your service or product and what kind of results they got. And then you basically say, hey, if you want to go deeper, if you want to find out more, here's what you can do. So depending on how you take orders, you can send them directly to a sales page or product page. You could ask them to hit reply to schedule a session with you to find out if you're a good fit for each other, for your service or offering. And then you could also have them call you. You could have them hit reply and basically say, you know, what it is that they're looking for if you don't have anything specific, but you want to get that conversation going. So that's really, really simple. 3 day, 3 emails, and you just space those out over day 1, day 4, and day 7. Another thing that I would recommend is that if you have this series set up, you can put in the subject line day 1, day 2, day 3, or 1 of 2, 2 of 3, 3 of 3, 3 of 3, so that they know that this is a series and that there's more emails coming. Another thing you can do is in the PS in day 1 and day 4, you can basically mention that there are more emails coming so that they're not surprised to see these emails just show up out of the blue in their inbox. So here's a 5-day version of the follow-up. So it's very similar for day 1. You would basically set expectations and welcome people to your list. Day 4 is where you can basically ask them to participate and reply to your email. And you can basically just ask a really simple question that will give you a little bit of marketing detective work and also get you to start interacting with the people who join your list. So here you can ask, you know, what is the biggest frustration you have? What problem are you trying to solve? Why? You know, what kind of content would you like from me? What kind of questions do you want me to answer? You can really go into whatever you think will be most helpful for both of you. So once you can really understand your ideal customer or client, that's how you really can build that relationship, create products and offerings that they're going to actually want to buy, and just really have a better business in that way. So the more you can understand them, the better. And so this email on day 4 is the time that you can basically just say, hey, you know, I read every email, hit reply, let me know what's on your mind, what you need help with, and I'll get back to you. And sometimes it'll just be like a thanks so much for joining my list. You know, I love what you wrote. It doesn't need to be, you don't have to answer all their problems or solve their problems as soon as you get that email. But basically it'll give you some insights into how they think and why they joined your list. So day 7, this is almost like the same thing that we had in day 4 in the previous series, except it's really going into your story and why you do what you do. So I love this why, because a lot of us go into business and we have a really strong passion, we have a really strong motivation for it, and sometimes we just don't communicate why we do what we do. So sharing your story and how you got to where you are today is just such a great way to introduce people to you, introduce them to your world. And then also people can really connect with you on that human level and be like, oh, actually, I have a very similar story, or I was where she is, you know, or I am where she used to be. And so that way people can really connect with you and see what's possible for them. Day 10 is, again, kind of that testimonial slash what's possible angle. So this is bringing in a customer or client of yours who has gone through some of your programs, and it's all about sharing what's possible for this new subscriber. So sometimes, you know, someone will have joined your list who's way more advanced or way more beginner, and, you know, you're not going to be able to have content that fits exactly each person who joins your list. But this is a great way to have people self-select. So if they see a testimonial from someone who is you know, more advanced than them, they will know, okay, so I might not be ready to work with you or to buy your product, but I know when I get to this point, I will be. And likewise, if it's the opposite and they're like, oh my God, yes, this is exactly what I need, exactly what I, you know, what I'm experiencing right now, then you'll know that testimonial did its work. And then day 14 is where you'd introduce that paid offer. So again, you want to have that email not just be a sales pitch, because the point is to get them to read the email and then click a link or hit reply. So make sure that you also have a nice story or some sort of marketing copy that's clear and that communicates well and that's also personable, so it doesn't just feel like a, hey, buy my paid thing, you got to day 14. So obviously you really want that to really flow. And at the end of all these emails, I would include a PS or something that kind of tells them there's another email coming. So in day 4, for example, you might say, PS, keep an eye out. In the next couple of days, I'll be sending you an email all about my story and how I got started. Then in day 7, you might say, PS, now you know my story, but I'm not the only one who has this kind of experience. Find out what my client XYZ experienced by trying ABC, right? So it could be something like that, but it also elicits some curiosity so that you're making sure that people are looking forward to those next emails and are looking forward to opening them as well. So there are many benefits to doing some sort of a follow-up like this. And I actually have a couple of different ways of doing it. So for my raw food company, I basically have a 5-week e-course where I deliver 2 emails per week for 5 weeks. And they're all different types of trainings. So some of them are about craving, some of them are about healthy desserts, healthy salads, and it just basically goes through all kinds of things. But the benefit of doing that free training course is that I basically get everybody up to the same level so that all the other emails that I'm sending these people are, you know, people have the same common knowledge and the same common vocabulary so that when I do introduce other things, they know what I'm talking about. The other benefit is that it trains people to open your emails. So if people join your list and then they don't open your emails, there's not much point. But if they open your emails, then a couple of things will happen. One, they're less likely to go to spam, which is really, really cool because, you know, spam filters are probably the biggest thing that you'll come up against once you start doing more email marketing. And second, if they reply to your emails, then again, your emails are a lot less likely to go to spam. And then third, you can also have people start filtering your emails into a folder. And when you do that, those people will then look forward to your emails and they'll have them as a reference. They can go back to them when they want to go through and get more information or go through your e-course again. So that's another benefit of having this series set up over time. So what I recommend is definitely take what I've given you here and make it your own. This is kind of just like a really starter template. And I think you should just think outside of the box, decide how many emails you want to write. And yes, I do have to say that writing these emails is not going to take just 10 minutes. It will take time out of your busy schedule, but you have to think about it. Every single person who joins your list will be getting these emails. So it's really important to have quality, polished, helpful emails up front because you're building that relationship from day one and it's going to pay you back. Absolutely. And you'll also make a lot more sales because people will know exactly what you have to offer. Sometimes people go to your website and they don't know exactly where your offers are. They might not be the most obvious or they might say, oh, I'll come back later. But when they get that email at the end of your offering, of your email autoresponder, then they know exactly what your offers are. They know exactly how to get started. And they don't have to go back digging through your website. It's just right there for them to go ahead and get started if they're ready. So once you have that autoresponder series, people are used to getting emails from you, you want to send consistent email content and create a schedule for yourself. You also want to tell people what to expect. So in that first email, you want to tell them, I send emails bi-weekly on this day of the week. Or I send emails daily because you want them to know exactly what you're offering, exactly what to expect. If you tell them you send them emails monthly and then you start sending emails daily, they're going to unsubscribe faster than you can cry uncle. So the other thing is that when you are setting the schedule for yourself, make it doable. So if you feel overwhelmed by creating the content for your subscribers, you can bet that people who are receiving those emails will probably feel the same way when they receive it. So if you find creating your content is so easy and fun and really encouraging, then that's how people are going to receive it as well. So if daily is daunting to you, then don't go there. Instead, focus on weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly. Another really important point is that your newsletter is not your blog, and I really want you to decouple the two and only send your very best stuff via email. So there are ways to turn your blog into an email newsletter automatically, and that's great if you don't blog that often, but I actually recommend that you blog fairly regularly and that you email only your best content so that people don't feel overwhelmed. Again, because not everything that you blog about is worth sending out to your subscribers. Okay, so now we have gone through the basic formula for list building. We've gone first through research, then traffic, then offers, then follow-ups. And you know now that following up helps you build more traffic. And how is that? In each and every single one of your emails, you can ask people to share your content. So at the end of your emails, you can have a tweet. You can have a click to tweet button. You could have a Facebook link as well. And these are all things that you can build into your regular email campaigns. And people will naturally want to share it if it's great stuff. So make sure that you're sending quality stuff to the people on your list, and they will reward you for it by helping you, by spreading the word, and just by remembering you the next time they need your products and services. So that's how you're actually going to sell more and build your list, all while following this super simple formula. So I'm Natalie Lussier. Thank you so much for going through the course with me, and I can't wait to hear all about your successes at growing your list.